Welcome everybody to the National Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, August 12, 2014. I'm Brian Edwards Tiekert. I'm the chair of the committee. I'll ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd. Lydia Brisson. Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Brian's here.
Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Meneja Saba. Raul Salvador.
Present.
Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
Okay, we have seven. That's a quorum.
Thank you, Paul. I sent out an agenda a week ago Friday and resent it about half an hour ago. Do I have a motion to adopt it?
So moved.
Is that Barbara?
Yes.
Okay. Any objection to adoption of the agenda as proposed?
Should we read it for the stream?
Sure. First item is behind us. It's roll call. Second item, agenda approval. We're in the middle of it. Third item is minutes approval. Fourth item is unit by unit income state review, income statement review, and that is timed for each financial unit. Under old business, we have a financial impact review of the National Board motion regarding Human Resources Council. And under new business, we have a request from the Elections Committee to do a financial impact assessment of holding elections. And an adjournment at 10:30 Eastern. Any proposed modifications to the agenda? Any objection to approving it? Hearing no objection, the agenda is now approved. We're on to minutes approval. We had tabled approval of minutes from July 8th, 2014 to make sure Raul got a chance to look them over. Do I have a motion to remove those minutes from the table?
So moved.
Any objection to taking them off the table? The minutes for July 8th are now under consideration. When they were tabled, we had a motion to approve them pending. Does anyone wish to propose any modifications to the minutes of July 8th? Hearing no modifications, is there any objection? Those minutes are now approved. We're on to the minutes of July 22nd. You'll all recall that our Paul was having some phone problems.
This is Sorry, who's that?
And Lydia?
You all will recall that we had some, our Paul had some phone problems the last meeting, and I took most of the notes. The only thing my notes are lacking is the attendance roll call, which our Paul took before his phone blew up on him. Our Paul, do you have a list of attendees at that meeting that we can insert into the draft minutes I sent out, or would you prefer we wait?
Actually, I sent that on the 4th. I sent the full set of minutes up on the 4th. It's.
I am so sorry. I totally missed that email.
Yeah, that, and, All right.
Yep, you totally did. I'm sorry about that. Okay, our Paul sent those minutes out through the Yahoo Groups list on August 4th. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from July 22nd?
So moved.
Our Paul moves approval. Any proposed modifications to those minutes? Going once, twice. Any objection to approving them without modification? Hearing none, the July 22nd minutes are now approved. We're on to a unit-by-unit statement review. Raul sent a preliminary
You're breaking up, Brian. Hello?
Excuse me?
You're breaking
Hello?
Up very badly.
You're breaking up, Brian.
Yeah.
I apologize. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get a backup phone ready. I'm unfortunately talking to you over the internet at the moment. So, Raul, can you clarify for us, do you want us to work off of the consolidated income statements that you sent out Friday night or the budgeting forms with room for projections that you sent out to stations yesterday?
I think all the NFC members received the last ones, the one with the budget spreadsheet. The consolidated one, the one file consolidated financial statements are only sent to the PNB, and but I did an extra spreadsheet for the NFC and the local station management so that they could work on their budget and projections. So we should use those because everybody should have gotten them.
Okay, I did forward your Friday night documents to the whole committee.
Okay.
So everyone should have seen them if you need to refer to them.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing for only the PNB version only have the P&L for each of the station.
Okay. Great. Let me pull this up. And I just want to start with a prefatory remark, which is I want to extend a huge thank you to Raul and his finance staff who had to reconstruct a lot of financial records that have been neglected and rush to get these together and make sure that everyone understands that these are very preliminary numbers. Clearly, there may be some things missing or incorrect, and part of our job as people who understand the stations that we're at is to go over them and flag things that may need follow-up. They're also, frankly, in terms of the financial picture they painted the network, terrifying. So I hope we can get into it so we can get a clear picture of what we need to stabilize things. Raul, the first unit that we have up for review is the national office.
All right.
We have 20 minutes on this.
Do
So it looks like we're going to have to use your Friday night document on this.
Yeah. Just ask that. What was the date on that one? I'm going back to my emails to try.
This is 9 months ending in June. Is this the one we're?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, but it's the consolidated one. When was that sent?
I forwarded it on Saturday, which would be August 10th.
Okay, so we're going on the latest one you sent out.
Correct. So the title of the Excel file is Unaudited Interim P&L Year-to-Date, June 30th, 2014.
Okay.
It has the word unaudited at the front?
In the file name.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I believe that forwarded had four files.
Unaudited interim P&L, YTD, June 30th, right?
Yes, unaudited interim P&L, YTD, June 30th.
Yeah.
Anybody still looking for it?
On my computer.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay. Raul, can you start with a very brief overview and flag before we start hammering you with questions any problems you know that are already in there?
Correct.
You already know that.
Thank you. The national office, we have recreated all of these information from scratch, I would say. Unfortunately, we have two pending issues that we have not reflected in this P&L. One of them is the affiliates revenue that we did not record yet, and we are still reconciling them during the last nine months. There were no records of recording the revenue from affiliates. There were cash receipts, and since this fiscal year started in February of 2014, early this year, they created a separate lockbox for the affiliates program, and Ursula is handling that. So from that time forward, the deposits or the collections are being deposited directly into the lockbox and deposited to its own affiliate's bank account. So there's like a transition period where some of the collections were done at were received at the lock at the national office, and some were received at the affiliate's office lockbox system. And Ursula has provided us with a recap of what was received according to what they have gathered. Ursula has been really frustrated during the first few months of the fiscal year 2014 because she didn't have any information coming from the National Office for its collections. And when she took over the collections at the affiliates office, she was able to keep track of those. But in the meantime, piece by piece, all the information was diverted back to to Ursula, and she compiled this report. In the meantime, our bank reconciliation for that new account, at the same time, the national office account for the current year is being done, and we have incomplete records that we could trace those collections, so we were not able to include those affiliate revenue. But we are pretty close. By the next monthly financial statement, it will all be included in there as the year-to-date income for the affiliate revenue.
Raul, do you have a sense? Is it coming in better than budget, worse than budget, or about on budget?
It's as of right now, year-to-date June, we have about 156,000, which is less than what was budgeted. Not to say that there might be other unrecorded revenue. As far as we can gather right now, we have collected, based on the recollection by Ursula, that there is about $556,000 to $160,000 of collection done through June 30. So we're about $18,000 below budget. The second item that you probably have noticed is the pension contribution. And again, there is some confusion about this item. And it also is reflected in the 2013 interim year-end financial statement that was also provided to you. This pension was being discussed prior to last year when we had a meeting with our third-party administrator, because there was a question that the 2012, although it was accrued in the books, they were never really funded or paid for or remitted. So the amount that you show, that is showing on the 2012 financial statements reflect the accrual of those profit sharing or funding of the retirement plan. The 2013, however, nothing was accrued for 2013. This is because we are in communication with our third-party administrator as well as our financial advisor who was also involved in the creation of this retirement plan, whereas this retirement plan is based on a profit sharing plan, and it was determined by a third party administrator that it may be a voluntary contribution. Not to confuse this with our 403b plan, which is a matching retirement contribution. This is a separate plan that provides funding to each employed personnel as of the year end, and we provide a 2% of their annual income as a profit sharing funding. However, again, this was being discussed with the previous executive director, and there were no clear indication that this was a mandatory funding. So we're still working with the third-party administrator to resolve those issues. We would alert the auditors when we have the final resolution for that. So those are the two items that are missing in this financial report. And the receipts, the income, are mainly based on a cash receipts basis. There are no accruals. There are no recognition of income based on contractual obligation. Like, for example, the SCA income is based on what was actually received during those months. So we recorded them in accordance with what we got from the bank statement. And hopefully, I think with the right people here at the national office, we will start to do the tracking of not only the affiliate's income, but also the subcarrier income that we have from a couple of locations. And that should be it.
Okay, I'll take a stack on questions. We have 11 minutes remaining. Who has questions? On the National Office Income Statement. I'm hearing somebody. That could be because you don't have your phones off mute.
It's not a question.
Well, say your name.
Okay.
Michael, give a sec. Okay, I've got Michael. Who else?
Okay, hold up. Have you flash with that? No, I have some. Okay, I'm fine.
Manisha, you need to mute your phone.
I am sorry. I have not been able to come on the phone. I have got myself phone connected from someplace else. Yes, I'm on now, so sorry.
Okay, welcome to the call. Go ahead, Michael.
Thank you.
The other files that were sent seem more complete, or there are discrepancies, so will those be reflected in a revised version of the National Office one? For example, for KPFK, on our local P&L, there was a variance of only about $19,000 on the Central Services, but on the National Office version, there's a variance of $41,000. So, I just want to make sure that at some point they're reconciled with each other.
That should be reconciled. What month are you looking at?
I'm looking at the, right now I'm looking at the National Office document within the unaudited interim P&L year to date.
Okay.
And so for line 14, KPFK Central Services, year to date, it shows a variance of $41,714. But on the separate document that you sent us just for KPFK, which I think had some other corrections in it, the variance is only $19,000. And so I just want to make sure that at some point they catch up with each other.
The year to date is $47,453.
The one I'm looking at, I have year-to-date actual for KPFK of $394,051, year-to-date budget $435,764, variance, parenthetically, meetings low compared to what we should have, 41,714. That's on the national office page of the unaudited interim P&L. But that's not the figure. It's on the separate document that was sent just for KPSK.
Okay, we'll take a look at that. What it is whatever the revenue recognized at the national office should be the expense recognized at the KPFK. And you're talking about budget or the budget?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Michael. Anyone else on the national office income statement?
Barbara with a question.
Go for it, Barbara.
Raul, I see lots of holes in the various expense categories. I guess you're saying this is also information that you just haven't been able to put in yet.
Not all cells will be, will be filled.
But there is some missing.
Some are missing in terms of actual expenses.
Barbara, if you have a specific line, maybe you better name it.
Actually, I suppose I could pick one, but I don't. I mean, I was looking at the overall sheet.
Okay. Well, there's, the other item here that you probably would see is the democracy now that I'm looking at it.
Right.
It's actually, again, that's another unresolved issue. And this is the same is true with the FSRN. But the democracy now, the former IED or ED was working with Amy Goodman on a contract, but they apparently did not come to agreement on meeting or resettling this, so we stopped accruing and we stopped paying democracy now at that point. So it's one of those unresolved issues, and I don't know exactly where the where this is heading, but there's no accrual and there's no recognition of expense.
Well, I do notice, as far as specifics, computer supplies, computer maintenance, I guess those are probably things there might be something missing.
Right. But all the things that we have recorded are based on the actual expenses that we recreated from the bank statements. Whatever comes out, basically, we created and we recorded them. We updated all the bank reconciliation we have done through June 30, I might add. So the bank reconciliations are done. So we all the expenses that we thought should be in this should have been recorded on these financial statements.
Okay. So to recap, there's about $150,000 in affiliates income that's not appearing here.
Right.
On the bottom line, that puts you $425,000 better than budget. But there's $500,000 in Democracy Now! Expense that's also not appearing here.
Right.
You have to go back into the income statement. That puts you about $75,000 worse than budget. And a lot of the income you're showing in central services is IOUs. That's not money in the door.
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions on the national office income statements?
This is Jim.
I've got Jim, and then Manisha is next. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. In the report that you gave, there was apparently a stack of unpaid, unknown invoices from last year, unpaid debts. How does that factor into what we were given?
Okay. The unpaid bills are already recorded last year and just sit in accounts payable. All the payments, that we made out during this fiscal year, 2014, we examine them and look if they were recorded already prior to, or they pertain to the previous year. So we look into that, and all of those things that are not belonging to this fiscal year were accrued for the year end 2013.
Okay, so all of those are recognized on the P&L we have here?
Yes, the current ones, the current financial statements reflect 2014 bills, but the payments that we made during the 2014 that pertain to the 2013 would have been accrued or would have been recorded as expense already and created a liability for it as of the end of 2013, September 2013.
All right, Manny J., you're next.
Yes, I have a question about Democracy Now! And HSRN. Raul, do you know or can you tell us, is it whose responsibility to start negotiating and talking with both Democracy Now! And HSRN? And are you at all involved? Is part of your job to do that or not?
No, definitely not, but I'd be willing to help.
Okay, thank you.
We have 2 minutes left on this item.
Stop and talk to us.
What?
We have 2 minutes left on this item. Does anybody else have a question?
So my question, my follow-up on that was that, so nobody has picked this up this year to discuss and negotiate with Amy or FSRN. Especially the Democracy Now. Is that true?
I think that's accurate. I don't hear anybody talking about Democracy Now. I know the FSRN we're looking to settle with them. I think that's being undertaken by Margie at this point. But
okay.
On Democracy Now, we do not have that.
Thank you very much,
Phil.
Sure. Okay, the next item in our income statement review is the Pacifica Radio Archive. Raul, are we copied on one of those budgeting worksheets for this, or will we work off the consolidated?
You know, yeah, we should just work on that. I don't think that I sent
okay,
out.
Stick with the consolidated statement. We have 10 minutes on this item. Raul, we'll start with another quick overview.
Okay. Well, the PRA, the business manager at the PRA has done a good job tracking expenses and recording them. I think it's one of the more organized business office in all of our units. They have recorded the financial statements. And basically...
Hold on a second, Raul. Hold on a second. Everybody, please mute your phones. Please mute your phones. Thank you. Go ahead, Raul.
Yes. They are pretty much on target with respect to their expenses and way going below that. The revenue, they were a little bit... short on the fundraising and the listener support area. But overall, I think it's a very clean P&L. Their salaries are, you know, within a couple thousand dollars year to date. And then administrative expenses, like on target. And programming expense, they are about $6,000 higher, but lower in the development expenses. So it's probably just a categorizing of those expenses. Overall, I mean, they're showing the income over $37,000 positive.
Okay, questions on the Pacifica Radio Archive income statement? Stack is open. Sorry, who was that? Michael.
Michael, is it the same situation
Is it the same situation here where some of the central service payments are IOUs, or are these actual payments that were made to the archives?
I would say 50% of that is IOU. But we are starting to select from people and getting them caught up. So I'm working with PRA and the general manager for the station.
Hold on a second, Raul. Folks, you need to mute. Somebody's phone is picking up feedback. Please mute. Thank you. Go ahead, Raul.
Yeah, well, PRA is working to, the radio stations are working to get caught up with PRA at the very least. I told them to give us a priority, and I think they're coming to a point where they're really getting caught up with the payments. But there's still a large balance from the other stations.
Raul, this is Brian. I just found out PRA is planning a national fundraiser on Tuesday. Is that something that was in their budget plan, or is that above and beyond the fundraising schedule in their budget?
I believe that was an additional one, a proposed one, because at that time they were kind of on an emergency mode. But I think based on the collections that they received from some of the stations, I think they reduced the number of fundraising from 2 to 1. So just so that to compensate, to augment their operating expenses.
Other questions on the Pacifica Radio Archive income statement?
This is Jim.
Jim, go ahead.
Is there any, do we know why the listener support is having so much trouble?
From the PRA?
Yeah.
I really cannot say that. I do not know what's going on at the listener support, their fundraising initiatives there.
Raul, does that line include anything beyond their on-air days of national on-air days of fundraising?
It looks to me like there was some grants, and I could only see it like I can only assume. I'm not sure, but there's some receipt of matching grants from a couple of organizations that might have been recorded under this.
Any other questions on PRA? We have 5 minutes left. Okay, if I'm not hearing anyone else, we'll move on to WBAI. So, Raul, you want us to switch to the spreadsheet you sent WBAI's manager?
Sure. Either one, I think we could go into this. It has all
Stay on consolidated?
Yeah, it's got all the...
Okay. Great. Take us through WBAI. What do you know is out of whack in this financial statement?
Okay. BAI accounting is being done mostly by our business manager in KPFT. She's done a great job updating the revenue, the listener support line. They're also the process is not foolproof. If the information is not submitted to our KPFT business manager, then it will not be recorded at all. So as you can see, the revenue for listener support has been recorded except for that $30,000 in miscellaneous income that was recorded in March. There's no other category of revenue. So I really need to work with the general managers, and I was planning on having a one-on-one with each of the general managers to go through this, and I have not done that. So it was just sent late last week, and I wanted to go over. There are some questions that are relating to the radio stations, And unfortunately, I had the same questions. It's really for stations like BAI, PFW, who does not have a full-time business manager, I will work with the general manager and going through these expenses. But the local station board representative and the treasurer of each station here in this meeting would probably shed light on if there are any other missing or omissions on this financial statement. I will heavily rely on the station's reports to us. The omissions obviously will not be easily detected at the national office, except that when we review this on a month-to-month basis, any adjustments that we find by talking to the general manager or the business manager will be reflected in the following month if we find anything that needs to be recorded. And that probably will be the process for now because of the time constraint that we are facing. But I think our goal is moving forward, we will go ahead and do this before we finalize the report. We'll work with the managers and the business managers so that we, before we submit this, we'll, all the issues that we have will be addressed primarily prior to the submission.
Okay, the back is open. Oh, sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, again, the record, the expenses and the revenue are based on what was presented, what was booked. We have caught a couple of major items, like some accruals, some expenses, like in a tower rental that were pertaining to the previous year. So we had to make an adjustment of that. But the major ones we are able to record or determine. Based on the limited review that we have. But overall, I think whatever was needed to be recorded has been recorded.
Okay, we'll open the stack on WBAI.
R. Paul for stack.
I've got R. Paul. Who else? All right, R. Paul, enjoy your time.
Oh, I'm sure this will be so enjoyable. All right. Well, a few fast ones here. Okay, so this sheet, this is cash or accrual basis, this particular one?
I believe the revenue is based on cash receipts. And I'm not sure about expenses. As far as I know, the business manager at KPFT receives like payments that the general manager, the AI manager, cuts on a daily basis and then sends it to the business manager. So it's actually cash.
Okay. Yes, the general manager tells us he's using QuickBooks to very rapidly get everything together and ship it out.
Exactly.
Okay, now I'm looking in here, and the general manager, we had a meeting of the local finance committee, and the general manager is of the opinion that all of this blank space for almost everything other than the listener support, he thinks everything's getting shoved into listener support, which would be different from what you're saying. You're saying the data isn't there and that the listener support is the accurate listener support at this time. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I was saying was the listener support are based on cash, the recording of the cash, and everything has been categorized as listener support.
Right. Okay. Yes.
There's no... nobody is really... categorizing it on these other items.
Okay, so like website income, corporate match,
right.
Major donor, all of that is being bundled into listener support.
Yeah, that's my suspicion, yes.
Uh-huh, which means, of course, the levy would be significantly higher because listener support gets levied and the other stuff doesn't, which is a problem. Okay.
And I think that we could work on that. We could really classify them since it belongs to the same revenue item. It's a revenue item on the same month. If we need to reclassify them, we can reclassify and break it down to the respective account. And you're absolutely right. I think it's really important to separate listener support from the rest of the other categories. Even when we continue to report with the CPV, that listener support number is very important too.
Yes, yes. They're probably going to want an accurate thing in there as opposed to all this other stuff. Line 47, local board expenses. There's in there $25,000 for June. What is that?
$25,000
on line 47 for June, local board expenses. I don't think the LSB did anything in June that cost $25,000.
Well,
but
I don't think it's the LSB expense either. But I just wanted to make a note that the hotel expenses in the board meeting last February was not recorded until June. So was not paid until June. So most of the expenses for that board meeting would have been showing in the June actual. It should also show in the national office in June. However, this $25,000 is significant. I don't think it has something to do with the meeting, but I am checking as we speak in the records. I could find out about that.
Yeah, please find out about that because that's, I mean, if I, geez, did the BAI delegation's hotel rooms cost $25,000? I mean, that would be interesting. But I don't know. Yes, if you're not totally
it
sure.
It was
about
where we all partied, our Paul.
Say again?
You know, they had the hot tub, they had the in-suite swimming pool.
This is Lydia.
Anyway, so, please check on that. And I have another couple of things here if I could go on with this a bit.
Paul, you want to hold your questions and come back on round two after Lydia?
I do recall that at the New York PMB meeting is that we extensively relied on the WBAI card and Berthold had to run and get the cash for the food and so on and so forth. So,
but we're talking about the D.C. meeting, the February 2014.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Forget it. Forget what I said.
Okay. Back to you, Paul.
I'm sorry. Michael Novick to the stack. Am I audible?
You are audible. I will get to you. I promised Paul he'd be next, but we still have 11 minutes remaining. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. Let's see. All right. On line 26, gross salaries, I don't see the severance payment there. That should be in March. And that was a large payment of salary all
it's,
at once.
It's a cash expense in March. It would be accrued in the year that you laid people off.
Yes. Let me confirm that we talked to our auditors about the expense. It will be all recorded in the 2013 financial statements. And you can check that. I think it's in there, too.
Okay. So what we have then, so we have a mix of cash and accrual in our statements.
Well, the cash for the lack of a better alternative way to record the revenue, we use the bank statements as an alternative way to record the revenue. However, these financial statements are being prepared in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, and one of them is that those expenses, if it pertains to a period, then it should be recorded under that period.
All right. So does that mean also you're going to put the taxes, which, as far as I know, as of the other day, were not paid yet, the taxes on all of this?
Yes.
Which should be in line 27 and 28, that's also going to be put back into the FY13?
Yeah, I'm double checking. I think if you look at financial statements. Yeah, so what's recorded in 2013?
Uh-huh. So, oh boy.
Is there any concern with that?
Well, yeah. All right, that's going to, I don't know how that'll go with the state folks, because there's an issue of when this needs to have been paid in reality to the state and federal, the taxes, because...
you know what, Paul? I'm going to jump in and say that's a discussion best kept in executive session.
Oh, well, that discussion has happened openly in public in New York, so it's if that's executive
session... I can't do anything about that, but I can do something about this meeting.
Okay. Let me also ask, line 115 seems to show year-to-date actual for WBAI is $32,000 in the black. But on the last time we were talking, we were significantly more than that in the red. So,
which one?
Line 115 on the WBAI tab in
right.
The unaudited P&L.
Yes.
So you're showing BAI is year-to-date actual $32,000 in the black?
Right.
This sounds...
And what were you comparing it with?
Let's see, what is this?
Paul, it's still $61,000 worse than budget.
Well, yeah,
well,
but the... were
you comparing to some other report?
20 off. I mean, I'm seeing some, you know, differences that are significant from the last time we talked about this, and I know BAI has got to be in the red, and so I'm
if you tell me which report are you, I'll be able to publish that.
Let's see, what were we using the last time?
The incomplete? The incomplete one?
Yeah, this one's complete.
Incomplete. P&L, the one that I sent out last time to demonstrate what was done and what was missing? Is that what you're using?
Yeah, what we used on, July 22nd.
Yeah, those reports are done at the request of some board members to provide, to show, to demonstrate which items were missing, and those are incomplete, hence the name of the file was incomplete. That's why that's just a preliminary demonstration of what has been done and what needs to be done.
All right, so the current really solid information is that as for up to June 30th, BAI is approximately 61 in the red.
No, 61 below budget.
All right, now I'm confused.
Paul, do you understand the distinction between being below budget and being in deficit?
Yes, I understand, but the thing is... okay, I'm seeing different... The different numbers here have me somewhat flummoxed, I think. All right, so BAI is off budget by 61, you're saying. Well, everything together.
Correct.
And that's the real act. That is a number we can really hang something on.
Correct, right. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got to jump on that. Pension expenses are not recorded. CPB income is not recorded.
Well, huh. Are we going to get CPB income?
Income hasn't been classified correctly, which means that central services is not assessed correctly. So, I mean, you have to take the same caveats we're taking with all the rest of these. These are very preliminary numbers.
Okay, so it is not a very... It's a preliminary as opposed to a solid number, because the previous one was about 80, this one's about 61, and they're... None of them are really that solid, these numbers. We can expect for, say, another month or two from now, we get another one of these, that it could be significantly different from 61. Well, from it'll be significantly different.
It will be different because more months will be added on to the year-to-date actual.
In other words... The year-to-date actual will, when we look back at this, the year-to-date actual for June 30th will probably look different, as well as whatever's in the future for us, whatever that may be. All right.
It actually probably won't, Paul. What Orell said during his presentation is that they're going to make adjustments in future months when they find something that was wrong. They're not going to change the prior months.
All right, so...
So we may make your future months look out of whack.
Okay, so these other large expenses that are being pushed into FY13, when will they show up? Will we only see those when the audit gets done, or will there be anything... Will there be an updated P&L issued for FY13 sometime soon, or...?
Well, the next financial statements for FY13 would probably, if you need one, it's probably under audit. The ones that we submitted to you were being used to do the tax filing. Now, the audit... is underway. It's going to be underway.
Hold on a second, Raul. Everybody, please mute your phones. Someone has television on in the background? Please mute your phones. Okay, go ahead, Raul.
Yeah. When the audit is done, it may be different from that September 30, 2013 financial statements, because there's going to be adjustments that the auditors might find that in order to be through GAAP, which is generally accepted accounting principle, and we might have missed some accruals, or we might have missed some correction or expenses or receipt. That's the purpose of the audit, to assess, to ascertain the fairness of the presentation of those financial statements. And they will find if there's any errors that are material, then they will propose adjustments to that, to the September 30, 2013 financial statements.
Okay.
Paul, you do have income statements for 2013.
Yeah.
They show $1.7 million salaries and related expense. I'm guessing that includes the accrued severance in that year.
Well, okay, we'll have to look at that again.
Yes, I personally did the entry for that to 2013, and we specifically talked to the auditors about it. So, yes. It should have been recorded in 2013.
Yeah, in terms of cash on hand, of course, it's right out of the bank account at this point in time. But all right.
Okay. Have we satisfied him, Paul? We are at time on this item.
Okay for now.
Okay. Can everyone please mute your phones? All right. Next up, we have PFW, 10 minutes on this item.
I'm sorry, Michael Novick, I was on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael, I didn't hear you. Does anyone mind if we extend long enough to take a question from Michael? We are ahead of our agenda right now.
You had recognized me earlier.
Go ahead, Michael.
Wait for after all, Paul.
I apologize. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. It might be the same question. I'm looking at the sheet that was just WBAI, the one that says WBAI interim P&L. And so the total income, disregarding the fact that maybe Paul put in listener support, the total income was better than budget by about $160,000. Total expenses were over budget by $270,000. And so, you're saying that they're budgeted through the year, through the third quarter, they were expecting a surplus. I'm trying to find the columns right. So total income line 22, year to date budget was 1.8, and total expenses year to date budget at 1.5. Okay, so that I understand now. So they're showing. They're showing a surplus through the 9 months, but not as much of a surplus as expected. That's the basic sum up of this. Apart from whether the income is reported properly, and just to be clear, you don't think there is other income that's missing, some of that wasn't booked, it's just all booked in the wrong place?
Like I said, these omissions, we will not. This cash receipt was based on the actual. This revenue was based on actual cash receipts. If there were any other bank accounts that were not accounted for, then that's probably the only reason why we won't recognize it. There might be some, and I can't think of anything right now, but there might be some items like in the national office where we know we have income, like the subcarrier income that we could probably accrue and expect payment of that, but
that would affect the AI.
Right, no. Okay. I'm just giving an example. But overall, yeah.
Okay. So in other words, it's not that there's other income that's going to be coming in categories 10 through 20 of donations, car. It's just all lumped into the list.
Right.
Okay.
And just another caveat, I'm not sure if they had been, they have done their bank reconciliation in New York, but New York had a couple of bank accounts that we need to reconcile. So they need to reconcile.
Okay.
But we'll be assisting in those and make sure that all will be accounted for. And any findings that we have, if there's any more revenue that was not recorded, then we will adjust the July one.
Well, whose
okay,
job?
So we have a question. Is there some sense of why the expenses are? Is there something glaring that pulled the expense up a bunch? It's just a little here, a little there, a little more than expected.
Yeah.
Premiums.
The premiums are really way up there, so...
Okay, so that's under development expenses somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, okay, I see. Yeah, $227,000, okay, gotcha. All right. Okay, thank you.
Well, whose job is it going to be to recategorize that income?
It's actually Bertold and whoever is their development directors. they need to provide that to the business manager, KPFT, who is doing the recording. But we here at the national office would like to assist if they cannot do it immediately enough. We're doing our best to do the other station. So we can assist in doing that. But the source information will have to come from New York, because they're the ones who can tell us if they're either a major donation, a listener support, a grant, or any other item, a miscellaneous income.